You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. The Macular Society aim to provide information, advice and support about macular conditions. They have also been trying to establish localised support groups. There are currently only 4 support groups in the northeast of Scotland, but there is enthusiasm from a number of communities to create more. The person aiming to do this is Laura Gray, Regional Manager for the northeast of Scotland, who joins me on the line now. Laura, thanks for joining me.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Excellent. Now, before we get started, remind our listeners what the Macular Society hopes to do for people with macular conditions.
So we're there right across the UK to provide information, advice, support, practical help and emotional help to people with all kinds of macular conditions. Can be macular degeneration, but could be a range of other macular conditions.
And Laura, part of your role is to establish local support groups. In your region, where can people currently go for these groups?
So we have, I cover the northeast of Scotland. We currently have support groups in Aberdeen, in Dundee, in Perth, and a newly launched group in Stonehaven.
But you are hoping to set up more groups, aren't you?
Very much so.
And we're thinking about beginning with Arbroath.
We are. Arbroath is a community where I think there's interest and enthusiasm for a local support group. And so what I'm keen to do is just hold an event, test that out, encourage people to come. And if there's an appetite and if there's an interest, let's get a support group there.
And you have actually already set up an informal event, which is coming up at the end of March. Tell us what's going to happen at that event.
On the 28th of March at Arbroath Library, we're having an open event, an opportunity for people to come. It's over a 2-hour period from 10:30 to 12:30 in the morning. And it just gives people a chance to come and find out a little bit more. What is the Macular Society? What do they do? What is this condition? What is macular degeneration? And what are macular conditions? What's the impact? But actually, most importantly, what can we do to help people? What support is out there? What advice is out there? And actually, is there an opportunity to meet other people who may be suffering from a similar condition to the one that you might be suffering from? People can get very isolated and lonely. They can think that it's just them, that there's nobody else out there who's going through what they're going through. And a lot of the things that they used to enjoy doing become much more difficult. So people can be quite lonely and often quite anxious about what's happening to them. And the support groups are a great way of just meeting up and finding out more about and a social opportunity as well. So that's the plan for the open event. Come along, everybody's welcome, and let's just see where we go from there.
There may be a lot of listeners in the Arbroath area who are thinking, you know, this sounds like a great idea, and once it's up and running, I may pop along some point in the next couple of months. How important is it for people to come to this initial informal event in Arbroath?
Well, it's important if people can get along, and I realise not everybody will be able to do so, but if they can, then I can make sure that we keep in touch as things develop, as we decide. What's the best day to meet? Where might we meet? What's the best way of getting in touch with local people? What would work best for that community? So it's good to come. It's good to have some input to that conversation. And it means that I can get back to them and keep in touch directly. If people can't come, I'll continue to use all the channels that I possibly can through the town and through the community to let people know what's happening. But even if people can't come for the whole event, to come along for a little while would be good.
It's great that you're getting these support groups established, Laura. As we mentioned before, you've currently got 4 support groups set up in the northeast of Scotland. How positive a reaction have you been having for these groups?
They're very positive. Some of them are quite new. Some of them have been in place for a long time. But they do provide an opportunity for people to come together. Support groups are not for everyone. The Macular Society offers a lot of other ways of keeping in touch with people. But for people who can get to a support group, they get a lot of benefit from it. Many people have made new friends. Many people have had the opportunity to talk about things that they might not always want to talk about to their family, things that are happening to them, things they're experiencing. And I've heard so many times people say, oh, I get that. I never knew anybody else get that, but that's what happens to me. And that's really rewarding for people. And people have learned a lot as well. We have so many leaflets, we have so much information available, we have speakers from local organisations, We have practical help, the opportunity for people to find out more about the devices and the gadgets that's out there to help. We have people who can come and help with IT or phones or computers or anything really that the group decides that they would like to know about and find helpful.
It's absolutely fantastic. And as we mentioned before, Laura, the Macular Society is a UK-wide society. If any of our listeners who are out with the northeast of Scotland are listening and want to find out more about the Macular Society or find out if there are maybe groups near them that they might not even know about, where can they go for more information?
The Macular Society is a helpline, fantastic helpline. Anybody can phone, lovely people, and they can answer any question about anything at all, and they will immediately be able to tell you what there is in your local area. I can give you the number for the helpline. It's 0300 30 30 111. And whether it's a question, information, anything at all, they're there. That's what they're there for. And they have all that information at their fingertips.
And is there a way for our listeners across the United Kingdom to encourage other regional managers, such as yourself, to establish support groups near them?
Absolutely. I mean, we've got 380 support groups at the moment, so there's loads of support groups out there. But there's still lots of areas that we'd love to have more groups in. And again, through that helpline, you can be put in touch with the regional managers in your part of the country. And we're desperately keen to have volunteers come forward to help us run the groups. And we depend on a large, fantastic cohort of volunteers who work with us. And we'd love to add to that and to build to that. And we'd love to have more support groups in place.
And speaking of which, of course, Laura, for residents in the Arbroath area, remind us one more time when and where the upcoming event is taking place.
So the event is on Wednesday the 28th of March. It's from 10:30 to 12:30, and it's at Arbroath Library, which is in Hill Terrace in Arbroath. And everyone is welcome, whether you have a macular condition, whether you're a friend, a family member, a carer, you're very, very welcome to come along. It's very informal, and it's going to be a very friendly event.
It sounds fantastic, Laura, and I wish you all the very best of luck. Laura Gray, Macular Society's Regional Manager for the North East of Scotland, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio.